V-minus 50. Private jet, Denver to Buenos Aires. I'm getting too used to this seat, Emma said, leaning back against the plush leather of Timo's tastefully equipped jet. Sitting in his own increasingly regular seat for the third time in a week, having been to Italy and back far sooner than expected, Dan knew the feeling. His seat was diagonally behind Emma's for no reason other than habit. They moved around during flights, but their takeoff positions had been set during their first time on board in the aftermath of the Argentine sphere's discovery. On that occasion, Clark had filled the seat that now lay conspicuously empty next to Emma and in front of Dan. And in Dan's mind, that was still Clark's seat. As the pilot and co-pilots performed their final checks, Dan sat silently and made a full-hearted but non-expectant attempt to communicate with the messengers. He tried to focus on very specific questions, all the while touching his middle finger to his thumb, just as they had showed him. He was even pointing his index finger upwards in case that would help, but try as he might, no kind of response came his way. Crap! Emma cried, cursing her own carelessness as a recently opened can of soda fell to the floor from the small table in front of her. Dan's attention naturally followed the sound, as did his outstretched finger. Looking down at the can as gravity did its work, Emma's expression suddenly changed from one of frustrated annoyance to one of awestruck amazement. Had she been able to tear her eyes away, she would have seen the same look in Dan's, because as his finger pointed at the can, frozen an inch from the ground, gravity's work had ceased. Dan's heart felt fit to burst through his chest, but he fought the urge to open his hand, the urge to break the connection, and instead tried to stabilize his breathing. After a few seconds, he gulped the deepest gulp of his life and slowly raised his finger. Although a tiny part of him had thought or even known it would happen, nothing could have prepared Dan for the sight of the can positively levitating through the air and back towards Emma's table. He held his finger until the can reached the surface, at which point he touched it down with only a slight spillage. Immediately, he opened his hand and stared down at his fingers. Emma? He uttered weakly. What the hell did they do to me? Even though the reality that the messengers had granted Dan limited telepathic abilities had almost sunk in, and even though he and Emma had seen the messengers themselves using telekinetic powers on more than one occasion, nothing could have prepared either of them for this. It's okay, she said, successfully trying to sound a lot calmer than she was. This is just like the other thing, Dan. You control it. It doesn't control you. Remember that and everything will be fine. Yeah, he replied, far less convincingly calm. But I swear I didn't know I could do that until now, and I wasn't even trying. I think it just... Let's just say you still don't know you can do it, Emma interrupted, cutting him off for his own good. And let's just say no one else ever will. Agreed. All the way, Dan said, gazing at his fingers like they weren't his own. All the way.